Good morning. Welcome to everyone in 26-degree weather. The Committee on Children, Families, and Elder Affairs will now come to order. Nikki, please call the roll.
Chair Garcia?
Here.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Here.
Senator Avila? Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Book?
Here.
Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Rusong?
Here.
A quorum is present.
Senator Avila is excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Let me see. For those in attendance for SB 1486, child permanency, at the request of Senator Collins, we will temporarily postpone that bill. So, senators, please take up tab 2, SB 446, on supported decision-making authority by Senator Simon. Good morning, Senator Simon.
Good morning.
You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, under current law, people with developmental disabilities typically have a guardianship or guardian advocate plan in order to execute decisions about their life after the age of majority. These options both result in the loss of rights for those individuals with the developmental disabilities who have the capacity to make decisions with support from appropriate supporters. This bill does four things. One, it creates a new section of Florida Power of Attorney chapter, creating a new option, establishing supported decision-making agreements by individuals with developmental disabilities who have the capacity to do so with an agent. In regards to guardian advocacy, the bill requires courts to consider the specific ability of the needs of the person with developmental disabilities and whether or not supported decision-making agreements are appropriate for them. Three, when the court is petitioned to determine restoration of capacity of that individual, the bill provides the following. It requires a statement as to whether the individual uses assistance to exercise his or her rights, and if so, why the assistance is insufficient or inappropriate. It allows the incapacity examining committee to allow for assistance in communicating with the individual being examined when requested by a court-appointed counsel. It expands the rights of those seeking restoration of capacity to include whether or not the individual is capable of independently exercising his or her rights to make those decisions with appropriate assistance. And finally, the bill adds supported decision-making agreements to the list of resources provided to students with disabilities aged 18 to 22 still in school whose parents want to continue to be involved in their education-making decisions. Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Simon. Are there any questions on the bill? Okay. Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Thank you. Barney Bishop is waving in support. We have Alan Abramowitz, the ARC of Florida, also waving in support. Victoria Zapp, Children's Home Network, waving in support. Margaret Hooper, also from Florida Development District Council, waving in support. Let's see, Shantae Jones, AARP, waving in support. And Laura Lee Minutelu, also waving in support for Disability Rights of Florida. Is there any debate on the bill? Nope? Okay, wonderful. Senator Simon, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will be brief. This bill is a great bill. It really restores the rights of those folks with disabilities, giving them a voice as to their needs. And so I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Senator Simon. Having closed on the bill, Nikki, please call the roll on SB 446.
Senator Avila? Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Rusong?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia.
Yes, and by your vote, SB 446 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Senator Simon.
Now I'm going to pass the gavel to Vice Chair Thompson so that we can take up my bill, which is on tab 3.
Senators, tab 3 is Senate Bill 536 on community-based child welfare agencies by Senator Garcia. There is one delete all amendment. Senator Garcia, would you like to present the delete all amendment as the bill?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Take up amendment barcode 433858 by Senator Garcia. Senator Garcia, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the Department of Children and Families works with local communities to promote strong, healthy families. Local communities know the needs of its most vulnerable and are able to best serve them through local organizations. That is why over 20 years ago, the state outsourced the delivery of child welfare services to local communities so that they can address issues unique to their area. The DCF does this by contracting with local nonprofits known as community-based lead agencies, or CBCs, for the delivery of child welfare services. It is our responsibility to ensure the delivery of these services and that they're provided correctly to children and families in the best way. Recently, the DCF has released audit reports on some CBCs that raise questions about the fiscal responsibility and operation of these contracted providers. We need to make sure CBCs are providing the most effective services to children and families in need, while also remaining transparent and accountable for the use of federal and state funds for those services, making sure that it is a top priority. This bill makes several changes to CBC operations and procedures to increase transparency and fiscal accountability. The amendment is similar to the filed version, but makes some changes to align and to allow the pushback to be less painful. The changes are regarding reprocurement on CBC contracts by DCF and require CBCs to competitively procure subcontracts and other services, requires new limitations on executive compensation, requires CBC Board of Directors to ensure accountability, transparency, and fiduciary oversight and complete annual training on these responsibilities, just in case they forget. Requires a disclosure of all conflicts of interest and allows the DCF to impose penalties on CBCs that do not properly disclose prior to contract procurement. Prohibits CBCs from contracting with related parties to handle administrative or management duties. Changes the intervention strategies the DCF can take against a CBC that is underperforming or is not complying with contract terms. The bill also makes changes to how CBCs are funded by revising the statutory funding formula from any equity allocation model to an actuarially sound model that takes into account providing services in the least restrictive way, but also prioritizing prevention, family preservation, and permanency. These funding model changes will not take effect until July 1st, 2025. The changes in today's bill improve accountability and transparency of CBCs while also ensuring services to children and families at the forefront of a CBC's responsibility. There is a lot more I can discuss, but I would want to allow anyone who has any questions to do so.
Thank you. Are there questions on the amendment? Are there appearance forms for the amendment? We have one, Barney Bishop.
I'm actually for the bill, Madam Chair. Just Smart Justice waves in support of this very good bill. Thank you.
Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Garcia, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
I wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted, and we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Barney Bishop waving in support. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Senator Garcia, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
I wave close.
Having closed on the bill, Nikki, please call the roll on CS for SB 536.
Senator Avila, Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes.
By your vote, CS for SB 536 is reported favorably. I will now pass the gavel back to Chair Garcia.
Thank you, Vice Chair Thompson. So next, the committee will consider SPB 7034, OGSR information regarding persons seeking mental health treatment and services by Children and Families and Elder Affairs Committee on Tab 6. Tyler, you're recognized to explain the proposed committee bill.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everyone. As you know, open government Sunset Review Act bills, we have them every now and then from the committees. As many of you know, it requires the legislature to review each public record exemption 5 years after enactment. And if the legislature does not reenact the exemption, it will automatically repeal on October 2nd of that fifth year. In 2019, this legislature, or not this legislature, but the legislature, made all petitions for voluntary and involuntary admissions for mental health treatment, court orders, and related records under the Baker Act confidential and exempt from public record requirements. Senate and House staff reviewed this particular exemption with the state clerks of court over the summer to determine the continued necessity of the exemption. And after the review, staff from both legislative chambers has recommended the exemption be reenacted as it currently stands. So this bill does save that public records exemption from repeal, and that is the bill, Chair.
Thank you, Tyler. Are there any questions on the bill? No? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Great. Barney Bishop, thank you so much for waiving in support. Is there any debate on the bill? I move that SPB 7036 be submitted as a committee bill. Seeing no objection, the motion is adopted. Nikki, please call the roll on SPB 7036.
Senator Avila, Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes, and by your vote, SPB 7036 is reported favorably. And I'd really like to thank all of you for the grace. I whizzed through my bill today. I thought I was going to get a little more traction. But I very much wanted to run through it. It's a good bill, but I also wanted to listen to Senator Stewart's bill today and Senator Rusan. That's also on the calendar.
You said 736. We meant 736.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on the wrong page. Okay. By your vote, SPB 7034 is reported favorably.
And now we move to 736.
Now we're going okay. Okay, gracias. Next, the committee will consider SPB 7036, OGSR, identifying information of persons reporting child abuse, abandonment, or neglect by Children and Families and Elder Affairs Committee on Tab 7. Tyler, you are recognized to explain the proposed committee bill.
Again, everyone, thank you. This is another OGSR bill. This is for the child welfare area. In 2019, the legislature made other identifying information with respect to any person reporting child abuse, abandonment, or neglect confidential and exempt from public records requirements. The name of those persons was already exempt, so this expanded it slightly, which is why we're now having this review. Senate and House staff did review this exemption over the summer with the Department of Children and Families, and after that review, staff from both legislative chambers has also recommended the exemption be reenacted as it currently stands, so this bill saves it from public records exemption from repeal, and that is the bill, Chair.
Thank you, Tyler. Are there any questions on the bill? No. Okay, are there any appearance forms for the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? I move that SPB 7036 be submitted as a committee bill. Seeing no objection, the motion is adopted. Nikki, please call the roll on SPB 7036.
Senator Avila, Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes, and by your vote, SPB 7036 is reported favorably. Next, please take up tab 1, SPB 46 on Reading Achievement Initiative for Scholastic Excellence Program by Senator Stewart. Good morning, Senator Stewart. You are recognized to explain your
bill. Thank you, and good early morning.
Mm-hmm.
wearing me out. This bill expands the Reading Achievement Initiative for Scholastic Excellence Program to allow tutoring to occur after school. School districts, should they choose to do so, would be allowed to provide a stipend to students and instructional personnel participating in the RAISE program. The bill clarifies clearly that unpaid hours may be counted for community service. However, if you're paid, they would not be allowed to apply that to their high school graduation. That's the bill.
Thank you, Senator Stewart. Are there any questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Okay. Is there any debate on the bill? Okay. Senator Stewart, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I'm closing.
Having closed on the bill, Nikki, please call the roll on SB 46.
Senator Avila, Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley? Senator Ruzon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes. And by your vote, SB 46 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Stewart. Now let's please take up tab 4, SB 550 on transparency for autism-related services by Senator Ruzon. Senator Ruzon, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you for recognizing that the best bill is the last bill on the agenda.
Are there any?
SB 550, Transparency for Autism-Related Services. The Agency for Persons with Disabilities administers Florida's individual budget-based HCBS waiver, known as the iBudget Florida. It's administered for individuals with specified developmental disabilities who meet Medicaid eligibility requirements. Because APD requires extensive documentation to verify eligibility, many applications are incomplete upon receipt or require additional time to process. The Agency for Persons with Disabilities also provides for a comprehensive assessment when needed to confirm eligibility for an applicant. This bill requires the APD to provide any specific criteria the applicant has not met from the APD's eligibility criteria as described in administrative code in their individual eligibility determination. This language is codified. This language is a codification of the APD's existing process of providing individual eligibility determinations, but clarifies that specific eligibility criteria must be provided. That is the bill, and there are two amendments.
Are there any questions on the bill? Okay. Let's take up the amendment barcode 784930 by Senator Ruzon. Senator Ruzon, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment removes the section defining manifest and onset to avoid conflict with pre-existing statute and avoid a potentially problematic negative fiscal impact. And that is the amendment.
Thank you, Senator Ruzon. Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms for the amendment on the bill? Okay. Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Ruzon, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment say yay. All opposed say nay.
Yay.
The amendment is adopted. Now let's take up amendment barcode 176916 by Senator Ruzon. Senator Ruzon, you are recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. This amendment simply corrects a rule citation that should have been generalized instead of specific, and that's the amendment.
Thank you, Senator Ruzon. Are there any questions on this amendment? No. Are there any appearance forms for this amendment? No. Any debate on the amendment? Okay. Senator Ruzon, you're recognized to close on this amendment.
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. So we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Okay. Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Okay. Margaret Hooper, waving in support, Florida Development Disability Council. Alan Abramowitz, also waving in support, the Arc of Florida. And Victoria Zepp from Children's Home Network, also waving in support. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? No? Okay. Senator Ruzon is recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. This bill simply requires that if you're denied, then APD must give you the reason for the denial. Close.
Great. Having closed on the bill, Nikki, please call the roll on CS for SB 550.
Senator Avila, Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Ruzon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 550 is reported favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Is there any other business before the committee today? I appreciate all of you coming out in this weather. So Senator Book says that we adjourn. Have a great day.
Stay warm, everybody.
Stay warm.